lazily across my waist. "This is nice," I admitted, and his hand moved from my waist to my hair. As we watched TV, he ran his fingers through it over and over again without saying a word until my eyes got heavy. I wasn't sure how long it took me to actually fall asleep, but I woke to the blare of an infomercial so loud I practically jumped out of the bed. I glanced at the clock to find it was 2:34 a.m. and clicked the remote to turn off the television, leaving the room in darkness.
"Jess?"
Nick's voice startled me as I turned my head to face him. I'd completely forgotten that he was here.
"Shit,"
he said.
"I fell asleep, I'm sorry."
"It's okay, I did too," I said with a sleepy smile.
"I should go."
When he shifted to get out of bed, my insides ached.
"You don't have to. I mean, you can stay if you want," I said, hoping he would.
"Are you sure?"
"I'm sure."
"Okay. I need to pee, though,"
he admitted. Relieved, I released a quick breath.
"You know where the bathroom is, and I think I have an extra toothbrush in the drawer if you need one."
"You have extra toothbrushes?"
The bed dipped as he rolled out of it. I glanced up at his muscular frame silhouetted in the dark.
"They're for me, but I'm willing to share with my knight in shining armor."
He huffed out a laugh as he walked away.
"I could live with that title."
"Figures,"
I teased as he flipped on the light. Nick walked out of the bathroom a few minutes later looking ridiculously hot. He had run water through his hair, leaving it standing in messy spikes. I'd rarely seen him without his baseball hat on, so the wet spikes were utterly adorable.
"Can I take my shirt off, or will that make you uncomfortable?"
he asked before flipping off the bathroom light.
"Is he serious?" "Nothing about you makes me uncomfortable, Nick. You can take it off."
Without another word, he peeled off his shirt and tossed it on the floor before crawling over me to get on his side. Once he was under the covers, chills raced through me, even though his body heat warmed every inch of my exposed skin.
"Jess."
From behind me, he breathed my name against my neck, his lips near my shoulder. I realized that if I turned to face him, we'd be practically mouth to mouth. But the way he said my name sounded so earnest, so sincere, I couldn't resist. When I rolled over to face him, we were so close we shared the same air, and I tried to steady my racing heart. Even in the dark, I could see where he focused his gaze.
"I like you,"
he said, his gaze drinking in my lips.
"I like you too."
That little affirmation was all Nick needed, and he reached for my hip at the same time his mouth brushed against mine.
"Is this okay?"
he whispered against my lips. When I nodded, trying not to tremble, his fingers deepened their grip on my hip as I moaned against him. His body was like fire. It was so hot and hard in places I never realized that bodies could be hard before. Nick had muscles everywhere, and I liked the way they molded against all the softer parts of me. I wrapped my hands around his neck, pulling at his hair and deepening our kiss. It was emotional, filled with desire, want, and need. But I wasn't ready for anything more than kissing, and I knew instinctively that Nick wouldn't push it. In that moment, I realized that I trusted him. After everything that had happened tonight, Nick had earned my trust faster and more completely than anyone ever had before. We held hands as we kissed, linking our fingers as we held on to each other, as if we were afraid to let go. When we finally did break apart, I blinked hard, trying to steady my heart. There were no words for kisses like those. They were intimate, conveying a depth of emotion that forged bonds between us. I was afraid to say anything, not wanting to break the spell, hoping that if anyone broke the silence, it would be Nick. His breathing echoed my own, rapid and shallow.
"Jess,"
he said my name softly, giving it an unspoken question that floated between us in the darkness.
Yeah.
I inhaled deeply, trying to slow the breaths that still came out in quick bursts.
That was really nice.
I smiled, so glad he couldn't see the blush I knew was creeping into my cheeks.
It was something, all right, but I'm not sure I'd call it nice.
Nick laughed and leaned forward to press his lips against my forehead.
I don't know what else to call it without ruining the moment.
He was probably right. Calling it hot wouldn't have fit, nor would anything else I could think of. Nice would have to do.
Good night, Jess.
Good night, Nick.
He sighed as he wrapped his arms around me, and I closed my eyes and dreamed of him. I woke up the next morning, emotionally spent, yet also refreshed. It was a contradictory feeling that I didn't understand at first, until memories of every moment from last night hit me at once. How would I ever be the same after everything that had happened? Not only because of the altercation at the party, but because of how Nick handled it, how he handled me. I'd never been in that kind of situation before, thank God, so I wasn't sure what other guys normally did. But I was pretty certain that almost strangling someone with your bare hands probably wasn't the most normal reaction. Then again, what did I know about guys and their tempers? I felt connected to Nick now. He'd comforted me, taken care of me, fought for me. He made me feel safe, and I never knew before last night that a guy could make you feel like that. Honestly, I never knew before last night that I wanted to feel that way. Focusing my sleepy eyes on my bedroom wall, I'd almost forgotten that I'd asked Nick to stay with me until I rolled over and practically crashed into his hard stomach. His arm moved around me, and he pulled my body against his. I was certain he was still asleep until his lips curled into a devilish smile. I swatted at his chest. Nick, are you awake?
If I say no, will you stay like this?
He asked, knowing damn well what was currently pressing against my thigh. Smiling, I tried to pull away from him, but he held me in place. Nick, I said with a groan.
Jess.
He groaned back, mimicking me. When his eyes opened and he stared at me, drinking me in, I wasn't sure how I stopped myself from quivering, because that look sent a fire through every part of me.
I'm going to kiss you now.
It wasn't a request, yet it wasn't a demand either. Nick's words were simple, direct, and non-negotiable. My eyes closed instinctively as I parted my lips and waited for him. The bed moved under me as Nick got closer. His thumb stroked the length of my cheek before brushing across my lips.
Do you know how beautiful you are?
I dipped my head, but said nothing, squeezing my eyes shut a little tighter. I wasn't great at accepting compliments, and this was no exception. His breath was closing in. I could feel his exhale around me, and yet I still waited for the feel of his lips. When his hands moved away from my face, his mouth was suddenly there, meeting mine. God, his lips were soft. So soft. We kissed until we found our rhythm and fell into it, our bodies coming together, touching and stroking as we explored each other, everything working in unison as if we were made for each other. Kissing Nick was like eating your favorite ice cream on a hot summer day. Taste bud overload and way too good to stop. His hands threaded through my hair as my fingers found themselves firmly embedded in his shoulder blades. Our movements were sensual, slow, and passionate, both of us taking our time to explore the kiss, the curve of each other's back, the hardness of muscle. I squeaked when he accidentally bit my bottom lip, and he pulled away, a smirk on his face.
Sorry.
It's okay, I said, practically out of breath, but we should probably get ready for class.
His grin stayed put as he glanced between us, his gaze roaming the parts of me that weren't covered by my sleep attire.
Mind if I shower?
I caught my bottom lip between my teeth and bit down. Go ahead. There's an extra towel under the sink.
Extra toothbrushes, extra towels. I almost think you've done this before.
He said playfully as he headed for the bathroom, and I blushed at the thought that he might actually believe that.
I'm kidding, he said.
When he closed the door behind him and turned on the shower, I reached for my pillow and squealed into it, trying to hide the stupid excitement I felt at Nick Fisher being naked in my shower. A light knock on my door startled me. Rachel must be home. Come in, I said softly, not wanting Nick to hear. Rachel poked her head around the door, her eyes wide as she scanned the room. Is that Nick in the shower? I saw his truck outside. I smiled. He stayed the night.
I can tell that, dummy.
Oh my gosh, he loves you, doesn't he? Shut up. He took me home after something happened at the party. I swallowed, realizing that my best friend didn't know yet. She sat down and stole a quick glance at the bathroom door, which was still closed.
I knew he took you home, but what do you mean something happened? What happened?
This guy attacked me at the party. I mean, he didn't really attack me, but he sort of did, I don't know. I shook my head. He wouldn't let me go, and he tried to kiss me. It sounds so stupid when I say it out loud.
Rachel gave me a concerned look. It does not sound stupid. Are you okay?
I nodded. Nick stopped him.
Really?
I thought he was going to kill him.
Her lips curled into a snarl. Should have let him.
I'm serious.
I swatted her shoulder. So am I.
The shower turned off, and Rachel hopped off the bed.
I'll go. I'll talk to you later. You sure you're okay?
I think so, I said, right as the door opened, and Nick stepped out, drying his hair. Gossip and Girls, Jess. Nick held my hand as we walked across campus. When I shivered in the cool morning air, Nick pulled me against him, our bodies fitting side by side as if they were made for each other. Once the campus sidewalks were more crowded, he held on even tighter. I wasn't sure what I expected, but it wasn't that. I sort of figured that once other people came into view, he'd let go of my hand. But I was wrong. And if I thought that last night was a one-time thing or a fluke, he was proving otherwise with every step we took.
You okay?
He asked. I nodded, a small smile playing on my lips. I was more than okay. What had happened at the party had rattled me, but it could have been so much worse, and it had been for other girls. I knew that for a fact. But right now, being with Nick like this made everything better. Two guys that Nick apparently knew fell into step beside us and said hi to me before asking Nick what happened to him last night. He shrugged.
I took Jess home and stayed with her.
They whooped and hollered before offering him high fives. He shrugged at me before giving in to them with a shit-eating grin on his face.
Hello? I'm standing right here.
I pretended to pout, so the guys turned to me and offered me high fives as well. I laughed as I slapped their hands in quick succession.
Idiots,
Nick said as they walked away in the other direction. But they're your idiots. I leaned into him.
So are you,
he said, and I smacked his shoulder. I'm not an idiot, I said through my laughter. Well, I am holding your hand right now, so...
So that makes you the smartest girl on campus, obviously.
He pulled my hand toward his mouth and planted a quick kiss on the back of it. Whispers swirled around us as we walked, and I couldn't help but notice the looks we were getting. People seemed to be noting our locked hands. Not that this was unusual for Nick, but it still tended to attract unwanted attention. I tried to pretend that no one else was around, but it was hard to ignore the death stares.
Are you sure you're okay?
Nick asked as my body tensed. It's just the girls. They're all staring.
Let them stare.
He stopped walking and pulled me against him.
Or we can really give them something to stare at.
Stop, I said, unable to stop smiling.
I think you're embarrassed to be seen with me, Jess Michelson.
Well, you are wildly unattractive. He choked on his laughter as he dropped my hand, and I almost started running away from him, but quickly realized that he'd only chase me if I did that.
Running from Nick wouldn't be a good attention-avoiding tactic. Nick stood in place and pressed a hand to his heart as I started walking again toward our class.
You wound me, Jess.
I'm pretty sure you'll recover.
I shouted back at him, and he jogged to catch up.
See? All better.
His smile seemed to grow even wider as he raced ahead to reach the building's door before I did. He pulled it open and waved me inside. Such a gentleman. He cleared his throat.
It's knight in shining armor. Thank you very much.
I huffed out a quick laugh. My bad. I forgot. We took our regular seats as Professor Manal started his lecture, his fingers weaving through his long dark beard while he talked. Nick rested his hand on top of my knee. How was I supposed to concentrate on anything with him touching me like that? I turned my head to glance at him, but he was staring at me.
What?
I whispered, feeling the heat rise into my face.
Nothing.
He whispered back.
You're fun.
The professor cleared his throat, and I glanced up to find him glaring at us. Again. Crap. Nick squeezed my knee, his lips pressed together as he tried not to laugh. I was too scared to do anything, but he leaned toward me.
You heard me, right?
I heard you. You're fun, too.
I whispered back. Professor Manal hopped down from the small stage he lectured on and immediately headed our way.
10.
Frowning, he stalked toward the last row where Nick and I sat.
9, 8, 7.
He pointed at the two of us and then at the door, all while continuing the countdown. Confused, I turned toward Nick, mortification flooding through me. The professor rapped his knuckles on my desk and pointed at the door once more.
5, 4, 3.
After grabbing my bag, I rushed toward the door and left the classroom just as Professor Manal called out,
1.
Nick burst through the door right behind me, and I exhaled a relieved breath. We waited for Professor Manal to come out of the classroom and give us a lecture or yell at us, but he never did. We stood in the hallway outside the classroom and waited a few seconds more.
Did we just get kicked out of class?
Nick asked. I think so. Who gets kicked out of a college class? I didn't even think that could happen. I started pacing back and forth, trying not to freak out.
Well, shit. Breakfast?
He asked before tossing an arm around my shoulders. I guess so. I didn't really think I could eat, but what else was I going to do? We walked like that toward the student union, his arm draped across me, until Nick burst out laughing. I stopped walking to just smile at him, unable to help myself.
I can't believe that just happened.
He choked out, still laughing.
I know everyone in that fucking class. I'm going to get so much shit later.
Frowning, I folded my arms over my chest. Well, maybe you should learn how to behave.
I think it's your fault we got kicked out. I've never been kicked out of a class before, and I've been here 2 years longer than you. So by deduction, this is all your fault,
he said, pretending to be serious. I rolled my eyes. Fine, I'll take the blame. I can handle it, since obviously you can't.
You're so mean to me.
He jutted out his bottom lip, and I fought the urge to attack it with my mouth in public. You like it, I teased, and forced myself to look away from his mouth.
I might.
He dropped his arm from my shoulder and reached for my hand, pulling me into the student union. Sitting across from Nick a few minutes later, I watched as he inhaled a plateful of eggs, bacon, and hash browns.
Sure you're not hungry?
He asked as he swallowed. I'm sure, I said, eyeing the separate plate of toast he hadn't touched yet. After taking another bite, he shifted in his seat and looked at me.
What?
Just wondering where it all goes, I said without thinking. He winked.
I'll show you sometime.
Gross.
Kidding.
I pushed out of my seat and stood. I actually should go to the library. I need to research a paper I'm working on, and you're distracting.
Really? I haven't even tried to distract you yet.
He gave me a cocky smirk as he took a bite of his toast. I waved my hand toward him. Your whole being is distracting.
My whole being?
He laughed.
So is yours. Come on, I'll walk you.
He stood up and took his leftovers to the trash, dumping them in the appropriate receptacles. The library was right next door to the student union, so it seemed like we arrived there in 2 seconds. We stopped at the entrance, and Nick seemed different. Something odd suddenly filled the space between us, and I couldn't quite put my finger on it. "Is everything okay?" I asked, wondering what had just happened. He shifted his weight.
"Yeah, no, it's nothing. I'll see you later, okay?"
He leaned over and planted a quick kiss on my lips. "Are you sure?" I felt uneasy, like there was something he wasn't telling me, but I had no clue what. Flashing his trademark smile, he said,
"Sorry, I just remembered something I had to do. It's no big deal."
Confused, I murmured, "Okay.
I'll talk to you later,"
he said as he walked away. I watched him go before I turned and walked through the library doors. I stayed at the library until my next class, and once that ended, I headed back to the library. My professor had insisted that we use actual books for reference on this paper, not just the internet. Admittedly, I sort of loved that we had to do that. I couldn't remember the last time I'd gone into the library to do actual research. It was pretty cool. By the time I got home, it was dark. Rachel was already in the shower, prepping for Friday night. Rubbing my eyes, I pulled a pre-made salad out of the fridge and headed for the couch, where I plopped down. "Jess?" Rachel shouted my name from her bedroom. It almost sounded like a question, as if she wasn't sure if I was home. "I'm here," I said, not wanting to move from my comfortable spot in the living room. She came out of her bedroom, holding her cell phone, and stopped just outside her door. "So," she said, then hesitated. What the hell was wrong with her? "So what?" Taking another bite of my salad, I chewed as I gave her the side eye. She was acting weird. "Do you know where Nick is?" she asked, her tone cautious. "I have no idea. Why?" I shifted, her wariness making me uneasy as I placed my salad on top of the coffee table. "Because..." When she stopped and took a deep breath, I cocked my head to the side as I waited for her to continue, but she didn't. "Oh my gosh," I yelled. "Just spit it out, Rachel. He's out with Carla Crawford." She spat out in a rush. She came toward me slowly, taking small steps as if I might jump out of my seat and attack her if she approached too quickly. "He's out with her right now. My phone won't stop blowing up." I shrugged, trying to play it off like it was no big deal, but the burn of humiliation mixed with shame swirled inside me, a nauseating combination. Nick wasn't my boyfriend, so technically he could date whoever he wanted, but for some reason, I had stupidly assumed that he wasn't, or that he wouldn't, especially not after what happened between us last night and this morning. Jesus. Was it just this morning that we'd walked to school hand in hand? Now it felt like forever ago. "Jess, did you hear me?" Rachel's voice broke through my inner turmoil, her eyes reflecting her concern.
"I heard you."
I all but whispered, training my eyes on a stained spot on the carpet. "Are you okay?" I swallowed, surprised that it was difficult, as if my throat was closing up.
"I don't know. I guess I should have known better, right? You probably think I'm pretty stupid," I said, projecting my own feelings onto her. I was the one who felt stupid. Idiotic, actually.
Rachel sat down next to me. "I don't think you're stupid. He's an asshole." I sucked in a quick breath.
"That's the thing, Rach. He hasn't been like that to me. He's been anything but."
She reached for my knee and gave it a light squeeze. "He's good at this kind of thing. Nick could sell ice to an ice farmer, and we both know it."
"An ice farmer?"
I tried not to smile at her odd choice of words, but then they sank in and began rattling around in my brain.
"Wait, you think that I was just some kind of game? Like he didn't mean anything he said to me?"
"No, no, no," she said quickly before throwing up her hands. "I just meant that Nick knows what he's doing. He's a great salesman, and if he didn't want you to think he was an asshole, then you wouldn't think it. Shit, does that make sense? She mumbled under her breath as her phone beeped. Let me see it. I took the phone from her and opened up the newest text message. A picture appeared that showed Nick and Carla facing each other in a restaurant booth, his arm draped lazily around her shoulders. The slight smile that played on Nick's lips made my stomach roll. They looked comfortable together. Carla's long, dark hair accented her naturally bronzed skin. She was exotic and breathtaking to look at. I could never compete with a girl who looked like a Hawaiian tropic model. I handed the phone back to Rachel. She's really pretty.
Who cares how pretty she is? She's a puta. My roommate spat back.
Calling someone a bitch was satisfying, but it sounded even better calling them one in Spanish. You know her? Rachel propped her feet on the coffee table, narrowly missing my salad as she crossed her ankles. I had a couple of classes with her last year. She walks around like she's some sort of princess because her dad's loaded and owns all those TV stations. I remember she was late to this one class almost every day. The professor stopped mid-lecture once to tell her that it was in poor taste to be habitually tardy and that she should consider being more considerate to her classmates. That girl freaking said that she and her classmates paid his salary by attending school here so she would arrive and leave whenever she saw fit. And then she stood up and walked out. My jaw hung open as I formulated a response that contained actual words instead of amazed, grunt-like sounds. Wow, was all I seemed to muster, right? And even if what she said was true in any way, which I don't think it is, it was the way she said it, her tone of voice. Rachel crinkled her nose in disgust as she relived the memory. Like Professor Santero was completely beneath her, and she was appalled he would even think to address her at all. And this was the type of person Nick liked? I can't believe Nick is out with someone like that. Nick's dated all kinds of girls, Jess, and they're not always nice. I know that. I lied. Actually, I didn't know that. I guess I just thought he was different. He seemed different with me.
I'm sorry. In all honesty, I thought he was different with you, too. I mean, he spent the night here last night, and you guys held hands today at school.
My head snapped around in her direction. How do you even know about the hand-holding thing?
Duh, I hear everything, Jess. You know this. And not that him holding hands is odd, but I just thought it meant you guys were dating now and not dating other people.
I groaned. I thought that, too. That we were really starting something. And now we're over before we even really began. Her phone beeped again, and she glared at it.
Enough, people! Jeez, I already know!
She turned to me. You'd think I ran an online gossip site or something. Maybe you should. Just don't start with this story, please. A sharp knock at the door pulled us from our conversation. You expecting anyone? Rachel asked. As she moved to get up, I stopped her. No? You? No? I got it. When I opened the door, Nick took a step toward me before I could even react. Without a word, he cupped the back of my head with his hand as he planted a kiss on my lips like he owned them, like they belonged to him. Quickly, I pulled away, wiping my lips with the back of my hand. Don't touch me, I said, wondering how he was here when I could have sworn he was just at a restaurant. Nick's brow furrowed.
Jess, what's wrong?
The clueless act only pissed me off more. Clearly, he assumed I had no idea where he'd just been and with whom. What are you doing here? I demanded.
What do you mean? I wanted to see you.
He took a step toward me, and I pulled back.
Jess?
Get out of here, asshole! Rachel called out from the living room. I swear to God I'll put a curse on you, Nick Fisher.
Nick jerked his head toward her.
Asshole? What did I do?
His gaze pinged between us, his expression all innocence when everyone knew he was guilty. I crossed my arms over my chest. I thought you were on a date with Carla Crawford. He blanched, his body language immediately changing.
How do you even know about that?
When he didn't deny it, my heart sank. Not that he could deny it anyway, I'd seen the pictures. But part of me hoped. Hell, I didn't know what I had hoped. I was informed, I said, not wanting to rat out my roommate.
I told her, Rachel said before pushing off the couch and heading into the kitchen. My phone's been blowing up all night with stupid pictures of the two of you at Shake's.
He shook his head as he tried to process the information.
Your phone? Why? Why is my having dinner with Carla so text-worthy?
Rachel groaned before rolling her eyes dramatically.
Jesus, Nick, you can't walk around campus holding hands with Jess and then go to dinner that same night with a girl who isn't her and think that people aren't going to talk about it.
Shit.
He pulled out a chair at the kitchen table and sat down, dropping his head into his hands.
I don't think you're welcome to stay,
Rachel said before I could. And she was right. Nick had admitted he'd just been on a date with another girl, and he thought he could still hang out with me like nothing was wrong with that. Everything was wrong with that.
Why is everything always so complicated?
He muttered as he gripped his head between his hands.
Because girls are gossipy and nosy, and more than that, they're competitive,
Rachel told him. Nick lifted his head, his eyes pleading with me.
I did take her out, but it's not what you think, Jess. I promise.
My heart sped up as his gaze met mine, but I refused to give in or believe him so easily.
Hell, I didn't even take off my hat.
He pointed at the baseball cap he always wore, still firmly on his head as if that meant something.
So? Then what was it exactly? I asked.
I walked into the kitchen where Rachel stood, needing her support. Plus, the more space between Nick and me, the better. I didn't trust myself with him. My desire to believe him was too strong.
We already had that date set up before you and I were.
He stopped before pushing away from the table and moving toward the countertop that separated us.
Well, whatever we are. I couldn't just cancel on her. Our dad set us up. But I did tell her that I was seeing someone and that this would be our first and last date.
He reached for my hand, and this time I didn't pull away when his fingertips touched mine.
Actually, I told her it wasn't a date at all, but I still paid for dinner, so maybe she thinks it was.
I stopped myself from smiling before glancing at Rachel. She smiled too, reassuring me that I wasn't being stupid or naive for believing him. Does she hate you now? If he had done that to me, I'd probably hate him.
I don't really care,
he said, his eyes holding mine as his thumb rubbed small circles on the top of my hand. I didn't care either.
Excuse us for 2 seconds.
Rachel shattered the moment as she grabbed me by the hand and yanked me into my bedroom, closing the door behind us.
What are you doing?
I asked her, feeling frantic.
Do you believe him?
She whispered. I nodded. I did believe him. The moment he mentioned his dad, I believed him.
I do, too. I've heard about Nick's dad setting him up on dates before, so I don't think he's lying.
Then why are we in here whispering when we should be out there?
I whispered back. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page.
Are we both dating Nick now?
I said with a laugh before we left my bedroom.
Wait, am I dating Nick?
Nick hadn't moved an inch. His eyes tracked me as I returned to my spot in the kitchen, keeping the counter between us.
Why did your dad set you up?
I asked, wanting to hear his reasoning.
My dad sometimes tries to set me up with the daughters of his business associates. He's been doing it since high school.
Seriously?
I couldn't even wrap my head around that kind of weird, archaic thinking. So, he thinks it's good if you date someone whose family could help his business?
Honestly, I don't even know his real reasoning,
he said, exhaling a long breath.
He tells me to take someone out, and I do it. It's not like he really gives me a choice.
Sounds like a bad movie plot, I added, remembering what Nick had told me in the bleachers about not being able to tell his dad no. I hadn't seen it in action before, but now I understood a little better. Nick wasn't exaggerating when he said he couldn't do it.
Welcome to my life.
Is he stuck in the 40s or something?
Rachel asked, her gaze swinging between us.
Seriously?
Nick shook his head.
I think it's just another way for him to control me. He has plans for me, the company, and my life. He doesn't give me a say, and I don't always know what to do to make him happy.
He stopped abruptly, but I didn't push him. I knew talking about this made him uncomfortable, and was surprised that he'd shared that much in front of Rachel.
Jess, tell me you forgive me.
I forgive you.
Can we go talk in your room now?
He asked, then glanced at my roommate.
No offense, Rachel.
None taken. She waved her hand at us. Go away. So we did.
We're doing this. Nick. I headed toward Jess's bed and sat down the way I had last night. Shit, had it just been last night? It felt like days ago instead of only hours. Jess stepped toward me, stopping once she positioned herself between my legs. I wrapped my arms around her and pressed my face against her stomach. She tugged off my hat before raking her fingers through my short hair. That simple gesture felt so damn good, I think I moaned out loud.
I don't understand this thing with your dad, she said, her tone hesitant.
What do you want to know? I realized in that moment that I trusted Jess enough already to confide in her. Hell, I'd already told her that afternoon in the bleachers more than I told most people. Something about her comforted me. Her presence was steadying, and I was drawn to it.
Do you guys have a bad relationship? I can't quite figure it out. It seems like you idolize him one minute and then hate him the next, she said, and her words struck a chord with me.
That's how I feel half the time. I love him because he's my dad. He's extremely smart and successful, and I know he wants the best for me. But I hate him because he's controlling, and I don't feel like I get a say in my own life sometimes. I never know what to do to make him happy. Whatever I do, it's never enough. When I played football, he's pissed that I'm playing, so I quit, and then he's pissed that I quit. I joined the same fraternity he was in when he was in college, but I had to be the president. Because just being in the same fraternity as him wasn't good enough. I had to run the damn thing. Sighing, I added, I date girls, but they're always the wrong girls. That's why I stopped bringing anyone home to meet him. He's nice to everyone's face, but then behind closed doors, he rails the living shit out of me. I dropped my head in my hands before continuing. If the girl doesn't come from money, he tells me I'm being stupid. That love has no place in business, and to get my head on straight.
I don't know what to say. Obviously, I think that's all insane. Him, not you.
Time to change the subject. Take it away from my fucked up father and back to us. Jess, are you sure we're okay? I'm really sorry. I should have told you about the date. I really was sorry that I hadn't mentioned it to her, but the truth was that I was terrified she wouldn't listen to reason. Most of the girls I'd dated in the past had run on emotion instead of logic, and instead of hearing me out, they'd just scream and yell. It was exhausting.
Why didn't you? She asked. About the date, I mean.
I wanted to. I almost did when I walked you to the library this morning, but I paused, thinking of exactly how to word it. I thought you'd be pissed, or wouldn't understand, and I wasn't allowed to cancel on her. I didn't want you to be mad at me. That was some more truth right there. The last thing I wanted was to piss Jess off. I liked her too much already. She tugged at my hair until I looked up at her.
You can't lie to me, Nick. Or keep things from me, otherwise this doesn't work.
She winced, clearly more than a little uncomfortable. You're right. You're absolutely right. I looked her in the eyes, noting how the blue of them seemed to cast a spell on me I refused to fight. She leaned down, trying to plant a quick kiss on my lips, but I pulled her on top of me, deepening the kiss. I refused to let her get away that easily.
I gripped the back of her neck, spreading my fingers through her blonde hair as my mouth tasted her, loving every second of it and never wanting it to end.
Nick,
she said softly, her breath feathering my lips, and I reluctantly stopped kissing her.
Yes? What are we doing?
She tilted her head as she stared at me. I thought we were kissing, I said with a smile, and she scrunched her nose.
You know what I mean, don't you?
You mean about us, what are we doing, right? She caught her bottom lip between her teeth, something I'd noticed she did when she was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Shit. She was nervous.
Well,
I moved her body off of my lap so I could think straight. No guy in his right mind could think at all with a hot girl sitting on his junk.
I like you. A lot.
And at this point, I have no desire to see anyone else.
At this point,
she swallowed before scooting away from me. Damn, that didn't come out right. That's not what I meant. I want to be with you, Jess. I want to date you. Only you. I can't stop thinking about you, okay?
So we're dating then. And we're not dating other people?
Right. I mean, if that's what you want. Please say that's what you want.
Is that what you want?
She asked, her expression so unsure that it almost hurt to look at. I laughed. Yes, that's what I want. I thought I said that already.
I know, it's just... You have a reputation, and I like you a lot, probably more than I should.
I reached for her hand and pulled her closer. I like you more than I should, too.
You do?
I tugged on her arm, wanting her even closer. When she did as I'd hoped, I pressed a kiss against her cheek.
Yes, I kissed her forehead. You're fun, and you make me laugh.
I kissed the tip of her nose. And your motivation is sexy as hell. Most girls just want their MRS degree, but not you. She pulled away from my lips.
Their what? What the heck is an MRS degree?
Spell it out. Say it. I raised my eyebrows, holding back my laughter as I waited for her to catch the joke.
M-R-S, Mrs.
She tapped her finger against her lip.
Oh my god, like they're married? What the hell are you talking about?
You've never heard that before, seriously? I ran my thumb down her cheek, and her eyes closed in response to my touch. She was so pretty, and I didn't think she realized at all how pretty she was.
Uh-uh, is that a real thing?
She asked, her eyes still closed. I leaned forward and kissed her lips because I couldn't resist them anymore. It's a very real thing. Some girls only go to school to find a husband.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, she said with a grimace, and I kissed her lips again. What a waste of money.
Some people have more money than they know what to do with, I said with a sigh.
Like your dad?
I swallowed hard. Yeah. Like my dad.
I hate that he sets you up with girls. It sucks, and it's weird.
Her bottom lip jutted out in a fake pout, and I resisted the urge to run my tongue across it. At least it doesn't happen very often, but I agree with you.
What happens if he tries to set you up now? Will you tell him no?
She leaned against my shoulder, and I wrapped my arm around her lower waist. I don't know, Jess, I answered honestly. My relationship with my father was beyond comprehension at times. I felt like I was living in a shadow I could never escape or outgrow. No matter what I did, I was always in the shade of his presence. Jess moved slightly, angling herself more toward me.
Really? You don't know?
First of all, he doesn't do it that often, and second, I've never been dating anyone seriously when he's asked me before, so I've never had any conflict or reason to say no.
Until tonight.
She deadpanned. Until tonight.
Will you get into trouble for walking out on Carla?
I took her out. I did what he asked, but I don't know.
What's he going to do, force me to date her?
Honestly, I had no idea what my father would do, but I prayed he'd let this one slide. I would never date a girl like Carla otherwise. She was a grade-A pain in the ass, a total snob, and I hated even being seen with her tonight. But her dad owned a bunch of television stations, and my dad wanted that account more than he wanted anything else.
Only if you let him,
Jess said matter-of-factly. The truth of her words hit me in the gut like a sucker punch. I knew I'd perpetuated the fucked-up situation between myself and my dad by not standing up to him. It had always been easier to give in, to cave to the old man's requests. It was easier not to start an argument, not to make my mother upset, not to be blamed for everything that went wrong in the damn house all the time. It was times like these when I really wished my brothers still lived at home so I had more of a support system, or that my mom would help me out for once, but that would never happen. She hated rocking the boat as much as I did.
You know, Nick,
Jess paused as if she was gathering her thoughts.
All the things he's asked of you so far are little things. Insignificant, really, I'm assuming. But I can only imagine that one day it won't be so insignificant. Because it won't be what you want. At all. I think there's going to come a time, like a defining moment, when you know that if you agree to what he's asking you to do, it will change everything. And it will be the moment there's no coming back from. You know what I mean?
Sledgehammer meet chest. Breath meet your exit. Heart meet your doom. I soaked in her words, allowing the cold, hard truth of them to enter my mind and swim around in there before drowning. This was too much. Too much truth for one evening. Too much feeling. Too much everything. I was desperate for a subject change, feeling oddly uncomfortable in my own skin.
You're right.
But let's talk about something else, girlfriend.
If you want, boyfriend.
She smiled slightly as she said it, but to me it was enough to light up the whole room. I want. And I need to ask you something, but you have to say yes. She laughed.
That doesn't seem fair.
Maybe I don't play fair. Her face scrunched up as she crossed her arms.
Well, are you going to ask her what?
We have formal coming up in a few weeks, and I refuse to go unless you come with me. I smirked, hoping she'd be unable to refuse. The truth was that I had to attend because it was a frat event and I was the president. But I'd hate being there if Jess wasn't. I wanted her by my side.
What's formal? Like prom? She gave me a perplexed look.
Basically a formal dance and dinner. We bring dates. It's a lot of fun.
We'll have a good time. I can promise you that. And we get dressed up. You'll be in a tux.
A suit, but a really hot suit.
How could I pass up seeing you in a really hot suit?
I'm there. She smiled, and I loved knowing I put that smile there. Yeah?
Yes.
Jess leaped into my arms and moved to straddle me again. All thoughts slipped away as her lips met mine, sending my blood flow straight to my groin. When her tongue met mine, I instantly hardened and gripped her ass, and her hips moved slightly, grinding into me.
Wait! She exclaimed, and hopped off of me as quickly as she'd gotten on.
What? I groaned, half wanting to die.
Will David be there?
David, the fucker who put his hands on my girl.
No. No?
He was suspended from the fraternity today.
For how long?
I'm not sure yet, but I'm thinking permanent removal.
Really? When did this happen?
She sat on the floor and crossed her legs. I moved from the bed and sat directly across from her. This afternoon, I met with David and told him to get out before meeting with the rest of my fraternity brothers. I'm supposed to take a vote, but I overruled it.
What do you mean? When something happens, we're supposed to vote on the punishment. But I didn't take a vote, I just told him to leave. I could have issued David a warning and allowed him to stay in the fraternity, but I knew I'd never be able to look at him without wanting to pummel him. And he needed to learn that his behavior wasn't okay. I realized he was drunk, out of his mind at the time, and he apologized profusely when he saw me later, but he needed to learn how to hold his liquor. Yeah, this was college and we all made mistakes, but that was one mistake I refused to condone. My decision didn't earn me any friends. The guys in the house were pissed at me over it. We were supposed to be a democracy and take a vote on whether he should be kicked out. When I removed him without the vote, they said I was making an example out of David because it was Jess he did it to. They claimed that if it had been some other girl, any other girl, I would have been more lenient, more willing to listen to reason. I didn't want to think about just how right they might have been. I wanted to believe that no matter who it had happened to, my reaction would have been the same. But the truth was that I didn't honestly know. And I didn't like the way that made me feel about who I was as a person. There had been so much about my character that I'd struggled with lately that this only added to it. One more thing I needed to do some soul-searching about. But I pushed it deep down inside instead. It was easier avoiding the hard truths than meeting them head on.
Epic embarrassment. Jess. Nick and I had been officially dating for a couple of weeks now, and the death stares from other girls had pretty much stopped. I knew the routine. They were probably biding their time until our relationship ended, which was what usually happened when it came to Nick and the girls he dated. That fear stayed firmly rooted in the back of my mind at all times, that we had an expiration date. I wanted to think that this was different, that I was different. But what if that was how every girl felt when they were with him? I assumed they must have. I tried to keep my feelings within reason when it came to him, but I struggled. Everything Nick did made me fall for him more. The confident, arrogant guy I'd seen from afar was still both of those things, but there were so many more layers underneath those two superficial ones. There was much more to Nick than I could have ever imagined, and I found it hard to believe that he had shared the things he had with me with all those other girls as well. Rachel walked through the front door and slammed it behind her. "Please tell me that Nick asked you to formal," she shouted as she entered her bedroom. I could have sworn I'd already told her that he had. I knew for a fact that I had told her. There's no way I would have kept that to myself. "What's formal?" I shouted back to her, completely teasing. "Shut up, dummy. I know Nick asked you. You told me already. Then why are you acting like you don't know?" I sat there confused as hell. "Because I'm going crazy right now." She wrung her hands as she entered the kitchen. "Why?" I asked, still not having any idea what her deal was. "Because Trevor asked me to go with him." I squealed like an annoying girl. "Shut up! Wait a second, you and Trevor? Are you two back together? What happened with you guys last year anyway?" She smiled and squirmed a little. "I was an idiot. I broke up with him because I never thought he really liked me." "Wait, what? Anyone with eyes could see how crazy he was about you." I always questioned everything. The parties, the other girls, the constant presence of the sorority girls, all of it. I felt like I was always competing for his attention, so I took myself out of the equation completely. It seemed easier that way, but it hurt a hell of a lot. Her admission shocked me. Rachel wasn't the kind of girl who lacked confidence or seemed competitive like that. She was one of the fiercest girls I knew. I never realized that under her tough Latina exterior lay a girl with normal fears like the rest of us. I would have never guessed. What can I say? I was an immature, idiotic freshman. Also, first year is super overwhelming. I didn't handle anything that year very well. It was a huge adjustment. I nodded, thinking back to how living on our own for the first time felt. To be honest, it was weird not having my mom around to wake me up for school, to ask me if my homework was done, or if my grades were good enough. It was the first time I'd truly felt like an adult, minus paying bills and working full-time. Thankfully, he was willing to forgive me, and we're trying again. I always thought he was nice. He is. When she gave me a dopey smile, I resisted the urge to tease her. Instead, I basked in the fact that she seemed happy. So what's formal like? Pretty much what you'd expect, but with lots of sorority girls, which is annoying because when you're not one of them, you're fully aware that you aren't one of them. Are they mean? I asked, suddenly wondering what I had gotten myself into. Not really. You're not in the Greek system, so they'll most likely ignore you. Okay, then. I laughed uncomfortably. I'm excited about it anyway. You should be. You'll have the hottest date there. She waggled her eyebrows. And now we can go shopping for dresses together. Thank God. You know I can't be trusted to shop alone. I was a terrible shopper. The second I walked through the mall doors, I wanted to turn around and go back home. While most girls seem to live for all things fashion, I couldn't care less about any of it. My style was definitely more comfort over anything else. Rachel grinned. You are a bad shopper, but you have cute fashion sense, even if you don't realize it. You would have done all right for yourself. I shook my head, smirking at her assessment. All right, gotta jet to class. See you later. She gave me a quick hug before running out the door. Later that evening, I had my book spread out across the kitchen table, my laptop open, and handwritten notes everywhere. My cell phone beeped a text notification while I was in the middle of writing, but I ignored it. After the fourth text in less than a minute, I finally tore myself away from my studies to read it. Please tell me you're listening to KRAS right now. I scrolled through the other texts to see they all basically said the same thing, demanding I turn on the radio. I jumped from my chair and hurried